Stephen.
Stephen, very pleased to meet you. I can't help but notice you holding out a sign saying Murphy number one in a street which is absolutely plastered with election posters.
Absolutely, yeah. It's a bit strange doing it first time as well, but the fact is, when you're holding a piece of yellow cardboard, people tend to, they spot you a bit better than the posters on the lamps.
It's strange, because there are so many posters on lampposts, posters on walls, posters on some buildings, that I'm not seeing them anymore. I'm looking at some of the names and they're becoming recognisable. This is only day two for me in Ireland. But as soon as I saw you holding that, I thought, there's one with a human attached to it.
Yeah, exactly. And if you see the cars passing generally, you'd be able to establish eye contact with them. They'll look at the board and hopefully they're taking the message in who to vote for.
And you're not getting paid to do this, you're a volunteer.
No, I'm a volunteer, yeah. Yeah, like the whole team is about up to even over 100 people working, doing posters, doing canvassing, doing everything. There's three guys unemployed, full-time in the office, volunteering their time. One's got 2 degrees even, so it's a good chance to get involved and hopefully make a difference, get some new people elected into the door.
Standing in the wind here, I'm hoping the audio is audible. Tell me, what other forms of advertisement are being used? Is there much new media? Are we talking about the traditional styles, radio, TV?
There's a lot of talk about new media, but actually a campaign like this, there isn't much money at all. So the money goes into posters and it goes into flyers. And talk of Twitter and Facebook is great, but at the end of the day, the election is won. They call it a ground war. It's the most people the candidate gets to speak to one-on-one and to ask for the number one vote. So there's that, and then there's also obviously the policy behind it all, which is all obviously on the website. And then it's just visibility, it's branding. And for a new candidate, like the one I'm working for, he's 28 years old, he's not currently in the Dáil. So any exposure you can get, any signs basically in brochures, that's what it's all about.
Great stuff. And then are you saying that this is building for a future campaign as much as it is hoping that he might get in now? What are the chances?
Well, he has a very good chance of getting in now. He started off, with the odds against him. But, we've had a good campaign and he's had the chance to meet literally thousands of people. Because while we're out here with posters, he's out somewhere else actually talking to people and engaging from 7 in the morning till 10 or 11 at night. As a candidate, he seems to be doing well. So, hopefully.
Well, good luck as a troop in the ground war. Very interesting. Thanks very much, and have an interesting day. How much longer are you here?
I'm here till 9:30, and then the campaign finishes. Obviously, we'll be slowing things down. It's tomorrow, Thursday, I think.
Yes. Yeah.
And then we won't really be out much on Friday at all.
No.
People are sick of us, and I'm sick of this as well. So, here's the change, huh? Whatever that means.
Being at home with a cup of tea, maybe.
Exactly. Cheers. Yeah. Pint of Guinness.
What a nice guy. I'm walking to my job today, which is at the Windmill Studios again for mediacontact.ie. And the guy I just spoke to has an uncanny resemblance to the brother Murphy. So he is, I think, campaigning there for his brother. Wonderful. Absolutely good to see the family pulling together in these times of crazy political plugging.